This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the Players' Place.
Yeah, happy Monday, everybody. Bennett Woods, 97.3, The Fan. What a pleasure and honor it is to be here with all the Tier 1s out in the audience in America's finest city. Let's get our heads right on a Monday morning. I know it's hard. I know it's very, very hard to get your heads right these days. A lot of darkness out in the world. And trust me, I feel it just like you guys do. It's a bummer. No question. This time of year can be hard on people anyway. And then you just click on your news and you're just devastated by things that you're seeing across the world and here in our own backyard. It's just brutal. So I just a little, not advice, but just remember there is good. There's good out there. Look to the light if you can find some, certainly. But yeah, really, really tough weekend news-wise, certainly. But we will be here for you, try to be a light for you today, be a light for each other. Certainly, the Tier 1s always brighten up my day, most of the time, brighten up my day. Sometimes they're mean. Not Tier 1s, but randos can be pretty mean at times. It happens, but just wanted to let you guys know we're here for you. Going to be here for you for the rest of the week, and going to finish the year on a high note, hopefully. I'm Woodsy, that's Paul Reindel, the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning. I think everything gets a little bit accentuated this time of year, which includes the bad, unfortunately. Not just the headlines over the weekend, but there's a lot of loneliness over the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
People who don't get to spend it with friends and family, which is just, I think it's even harder this time of year. But I've also seen just immense generosity this month, hosting our Month of a Million Meals phone bank for Channel 10, watching what our friends down the hall did for St. Jude's Hospital last week.
Yep.
And raising, what did they raise? Over $300,000.
Yeah, almost $350,000.
Was incredible. Great job by John and Tammy and the whole crew down at Quezon. We've got our Christmas and holiday extravaganza, and we're going to be raising some money for Heaven's Windows this week, and we'll be talking about that and everything fun we have planned for Friday. So everything's just a little more everything this week and this time of year.
Yeah, I mean, especially like the Christmas, if you're in a family, you got small kids like I do, the Christmas activities are seemingly never ending. And, my wife actually told me, you've been so pleasant. You've been so pleasant.
She said, you've been so pleasant.
Yeah, that was a quote from her yesterday.
Congratulations on your pleasantness.
You've been very pleasant. I said, I've really been trying. I've been trying to be more pleasant.
Isn't that just automatically insinuate you're not normally very pleasant?
Does.
Which
it
I know,
does.
Though. I mean, I know, I knew that. So, like, I appreciate, I don't look at it as a glass half empty. I look at it as a glass half full. When I get a compliment, like, hey, you're looking good. Look like, you know, you've been working out. That means, like, that really means you were a load, and now you look better. And I look at it as a compliment.
See, now, I think you figured it out, because you're getting credit for being pleasant. I am pleasant 24/7, 365. I get no credit for it anymore,
because
that's just my resting state. He's always pleasant.
Yeah. No, yeah, I've gamed the system a little bit. Be a huge a-hole most of the time. And then when you're pleasant, it stands out.
Yeah. Get a round of applause for it.
Yeah, it's exactly right. It's exactly right. So I did. I got a nice shout out from the wife yesterday. So you really have been pleasant. You've been very pleasant. I said, thank you. And then, you know, my 7-year-old came in full of piss and vinegar and, you know, had to get in his grill a little bit. But it's, you know, he's learning too, man. It's really something watching the dynamics of the neighborhood, in my neighborhood go down. I mean, it's a bunch of little kids playing, but they're all out in the street, and they're all fighting to be the alpha, right? Every single one of them wants to be the leader of the wolf pack. And you see them, jabbing at each other, like you guys, I said it this weekend, I'm like, hey, you guys are friends. Don't forget you're friends. Remember, at the end of the day, like, you're friends, you love each other. And boy, they're just... they're all trying to climb that top rung. You know, it's really fascinating to watch. And, you know, we as parents, we have this debate all the time of, like, let them figure it out on their own, or, okay, now it's crossed the line. I got yesterday, so this is fantastic. I'm sitting at home. I'm in my office. And Bo's across the street playing with his one of his best friends. All of a sudden, I'm sitting there, and this happens. Somebody is beating on my front door, and panic. So I run to the door, and it's our neighbor, Luca, who is, like, my favorite kid. I love him. He goes, okay, I've got a report.
Uh-oh.
And I go, oh, okay. And this happens a lot, because I've told Luca, hey, if Bo's being a jerk, you tell me if he's being a jerk, right? And because I want to know. And Luca goes, I got a report. And I go, okay. He goes, yeah, Bo's just been really mean. He keeps calling me names. I go, well, what's he calling you? And he goes, Larry. And I go... I go, what? And he goes, yeah, Larry. And I go, I looked at him, I go, so what? And he goes, well, I don't like it. And I go, okay, but, like, you really had to come over and kick my door down because he's calling you Larry? Do you know his his vocabulary, what he could potentially call you? Larry, Luca, I'm sending you home, and go be happy that it's just Larry that he's calling you. It's a true story.
Larry.
Beating on my, yes. And I go, Larry? I go, you really came over here to bother me for this? For all the stuff that he's done? This is what you came over for, Larry? So Bo walks in. I go, what were you doing? He goes, I was calling him Larry. And I go, all right, you're fine. You get a pass. Just knock it off. I mean, it's just the craziest power dynamics. So we were driving the other day, and they all play baseball together. And you listen in the back seat, and these dudes are like, yeah, well, you dropped that ball. Well, you just struck out. Well, you were crying. Well, you were crying, too. And it's like,
they
gotta
one-up each
why
other.
Don't you guys just shut up, man? Get along. You're on the same team.
I truly think one of the hardest things about being a kid, and I remember this from my childhood, is trying to decide when to tattle.
Bro, thank you. Thank you.
Because if you do it too much...
Then you're Timmy Tattletale.
You're a tattletale.
You're a snitch
and
ass.
No one likes the tattletale, but...
But you have to
you
do
cover, it. If you cover up the really bad stuff because you don't want to be the tattletale...
That's
a problem,
then you're
too.
The chump.
And, yeah, then you're sticking your neck out.
Especially for someone, you know, of younger age who doesn't understand perspective entirely of what... Getting called Larry, it's not a big deal. But some things are a big deal that should be told to a teacher or parents immediately.
Correct.
And trying to figure out where that line exists is one of the hardest things about childhood.
It really is. And they're having a real hard time with it. Because I told Bo the other day, something happened at school. They were playing football. And he gives me the, oh, I accidentally knocked this kid down. And then he slapped me in the face. And I said, oh, okay, well, that doesn't sound great. And he said, I go, well, what'd you do? He goes, well, I told the teacher. And I go, okay. And I go, Bo, here's where you're going to get a mixed message from your old man. I've told you many, many times. If somebody hits you, go tell the teacher, right? We're not in the, if somebody slaps you, you slap them back, bro. I'm not there yet. Defend yourself in a fight or something, but like somebody smacks you upside the head, all right, go tell the teacher, fine. But I did say, hey man, context is important. I said, do you know what the word discerning means? And he goes, no. And I go, all right, for example, your dad this year, 2025, I went on a lot of trips, okay? And I caught a little grief for it. I'm going to be very discerning about which trips I take in 2026. Does that make sense? I'm going to think a little bit harder. I'm not going to be as willy-nilly and doing things, right? And he goes, okay, that makes sense. I go, so when it comes to tattling, you have to be discerning. And I said, a slap upside the head while you're playing, by the way, football, maybe you let it slide and you look at it. I go, did it hurt? He goes, no. I go, okay. So you move on. You're playing football. Boys will be boys, and you go back to your thing. Now, if it's something else entirely and you feel like he was being violent or something, then yeah, man, it's a different story. So, Ben, you're absolutely right. Like, the when to tattle, like, you can't, Taylor is like, oh, I told on Kai for saying poop, and I told on this, and I'm like, hey. Nobody likes a snitch. But you also just can't wear everything.
Right.
You know, when it gets... Because they're kids. They're still trying to figure it all out, man. It's just wild.
What
it's
you really wild. Want to avoid is you don't want the kid who enjoys tattling.
You know,
like, it should always be, should always think about it. And then if you really decide it's important and you do it, you should feel a little bad about it.
Sure.
But you feel like it's necessary. But yeah. You should never be
like, I don't want to do this.
You should never gleefully run to the teacher or the parent to tell on anybody else.
So,
that should that should never be your emotion in that situation.
And romantic about baseball. You're absolutely right. And he said it's more that he asks Bo to stop and he didn't. Doesn't matter what it was. He set a boundary. Bo didn't respect it. That's exactly right. And I did tell him that. When he came home, he was mad because I said, you can't play anymore. And I said, in the grand scheme of things, calling somebody Larry is not that big a deal. I said, but if somebody tells you not to do it, we went on a long walk, just me and him. And I said, if somebody tells you that they don't like it, they don't like it. And I said, that's kind of bullying, you know? And he's like, all right, that makes sense. He goes, I just didn't think it was that bad. I go, it's not. It's not that bad. I said, but for whatever reason, it was getting under his skin. And I'm like, I would never do that to Ben, right? I would never get under Ben's skin. I totally just, respect your boundaries.
It's the wrong thing to do.
It's just the wrong thing to do.
If you're crossing his boundaries, even if you don't agree with Ben's boundaries, to then continue to do
have
it.
Have I ever tattled to Adam?
Never once.
Never once. I'm not a
Maybe
tattletale.
Maybe you should.
Adam!
But you were a tattletale,
Adam!
Weren't you?
No, what? I really wasn't. I could wear it.
Keep
it
a secret. Said.
I could always wear it. I really never.
What's this making me do the corn top list again?
I don't think I ever tattled on anybody. I was never a tattletale.
That's good. Adam's a tattler. Yeah, I could see that.
Oh, yeah.
KG the elephant, I could see that. He is a tattler. But it's tough. No, I mean,
again, but at some point I probably wore it too much.
Yes,
and should have said something.
Yes.
That's the toughest part about being a kid. You can swing too far in either direction.
No question.
And it can be a problem.
Yeah, that sweet spot is really what you're looking
for. It's really
for.
Hard it's
very,
to find.
Hey, it's really hard as a parent too to navigate. You know, hey, did you do the right thing? Did you not? But I laughed when he because I was really expecting the worst. The way this kid was beating the door down. I was like, oh no, is he throwing Molotov cocktails in your backyard? Because I'll come over and stop that right now if that's the case. But no, it was, well, he keeps calling me Larry. I'm like, okay. And again, it wasn't so much that, like if Luke had said, hey, I really didn't like this. It was the kicking down of the door that freaked me out and had me like, what did he do? Oh, he called you Larry? Oh, all right. Not that big a deal, buddy.
You can call him Lauren.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's exactly right. It's his name. But it's just hard to figure out, man. It's just hard to figure out. So good news is coinciding with our vacation after this week, both of my kids also have vacation. So I'll be professional referee for 2 weeks. Should be a really relaxing vacation. Really shut the mother down and get your head right.
Well, you do have Santa Claus's visit. That is a great discipline enforcer, at least for the next
week. It doesn't work for my kids at all.
Not at all?
Not even a little.
Not the empty threat of coal in the stocking? Nothing at all?
Are you kidding?
There's no...
Did it work on your kids? It doesn't work at all. Not even a little. The only thing that works is that app that I have, and that only works for 5 minutes.
I think it puts a little bit of a second thought in their brains. Like, I don't... This is a bad time of year to misbehave.
I think they're wise to the whole thing, to be honest.
I think they're just wise to, like...
There is no naughty list? Is that what you're saying?
I think you know, also, like, I don't know that that's right either, to be like, you keep this up, you're going to lose presents. And they know better. They see there's all these presents in the garage. Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to not bring them out? Like, what are you going to do with them? What are you going to give them away? Like, it's the worst, Betty. Like, it's just the worst. I don't think it works. I don't think it works even a little. You know what I'm finding out as a parent? Nothing does. There's not a damn thing that works, dude.
It's a game of brinksmanship.
It really is. It's just this, like, huge chess match every day of, like, you're looking at him trying to... It's like poker. You look at him, you're reading his face, you're like... Okay. Oh, you are. Oh, okay. You're in a good mood. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's do this. Oh, you're a little forlorn. What's happening? And it is. It's just one big poker game. The poker game of life, as it were. But no, that ship sailed a long time ago in my life. You guys keep this up. No presents. They're like, oh, totally. Sure. No chance.
Well, Santa knows.
Well, I thought too, like, you. Because I'm wired this way. I like pranks and stuff. I'm wired to, like, literally put coal in their stocking just to get their reaction. Like, I always like the Jimmy Kimmel video of the when they tell their kid they stole their Halloween candy. I think it's the funniest thing ever. But then every year there's always, like, four or five hardos that are like, oh, real cool.
Yeah. Traumatizing your children
lying
is fun, huh?
Traumatizing your kids. You're like... Wait, is that what I'm doing, or am I just having fun? Like, can I not break balls? Are we not breaking balls? I thought we were breaking balls. So it's just difficult. Everybody's got an opinion these days, but yeah, that doesn't work. Doesn't work in my home. I'm sorry. It didn't work for you either.
That's not true.
No, it doesn't. Really, it doesn't work.
Never really
works. You're so far removed from little kids.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I mean, it makes the holiday season. It's not. It's definitely not as intense, but it's not as festive. We try to get into the spirit. We threw on a Elf on Saturday night.
And Elite film.
Watched a movie, which was enjoyable, and I think half of us fell asleep during it. But that's, you know, that's part of the holiday
season.
Yeah,
that's part of the...
The tree's up, the lights are twinkling, you got a Christmas movie up. That's about as far as we've gotten in our holiday spirit.
We had a neighborhood Christmas party that we went down to. I made it about an hour and a half before I split. And my Anna's great with it. She's like, as long as you show up and make an effort, like, I'm not going to make you stay the whole time. You know, like, just... Come make an effort. It was, you know, they had Elf playing on a big screen. Kids were, there was hot chocolate and cookies they were decorating. And then we got in the car the next day and we drove around and looked at Christmas lights. And that was fun. Went to dinner. That was great. You know, kids up in the van in our neighborhood, sitting in my lap looking at lights. It was fantastic. So then I'm like, okay, whew. We get through it. This morning I'm driving to work. I get a text. Ooh, Tuesday night we're going to get together with these three other couples and we're going to decorate cookies and we're going to go look at lights again. I'm like, didn't we just do that? I thought we just did that. Yeah, but this is with a different group now. I go, oh. I go, oh, so the same lights in the neighborhood that we've already looked at like six times. We're going to do that again? Yeah, but just with a different group.
It's all about the company you keep.
I guess. And I go, we're going to do the Ben and Woods Gold Member Stream Tuesday night, 7 o'clock.
It's been planned for ages. Time.
It's not like we planned it yesterday.
No, we didn't just plan it yesterday. It's been planned forever.
So I go, hey, we have a live stream. She goes, okay, fine, I won't make you go. I go, you can't make me go. We have a live stream. She goes, you're off the hook, okay? I'll let you off the hook. You're not letting me off of anything. We have the live stream. This is work. But, it's... They like to jam all the Christmas activities in, you know, tis the season for all of that. So that's what we're doing in my home currently.
Outstanding.
Paulie, how was your weekend, buddy?
Yeah. Good. Quiet. Just
the usual. Just run that on a loop every Monday. What'd you guys do?
Quiet.
Nothing, chill.
Nothing.
Quiet. Like, all right.
Just happy the whole time.
Can you do a drop of you just being like, it's good. Just chill. And I could say every Monday, Paulie, what'd you do this weekend? It's good. Just chill.
I am once again...
Hold on. Let me get it clean.
Pretty good. Just hung out with the wife and got things done around the house.
Save it.
There's this weekend.
Every Monday.
Every Monday.
Like, we've picked these little projects now. Like, we've moved into the point where now it's all just aesthetics.
Yeah.
We're like, hey, let's take an hour. We're going to go pick up a couple of things at the store. We're going to come back. We're going to hang that. We're going to pose, you know, do whatever. And then just back to just chilling,
now,
hanging out.
Your wife does a lot of cooking. She's a big meal prepper.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that about her. I'm not that. at all. And I want, I'm trying to.
It's been ridiculous. It's so good.
That's amazing. And I've tried.
She got like a food saver. So she's just making stuff, freezing it, saving it for later.
So
that one on Instagram where you suck out the air in the vacuum sealer thing that I see all the time. You have one of those?
She can put like chicken breast.
Oh, that's cool.
And you just put it in this bag. It sucks it all
out. Oh, yeah. I've been watching that thing on Instagram.
Right in the freezer.
So you get home from work and there's a lunch waiting for you if you want it.
It's ready, very easily to assemble if I want to.
Okay.
Sometimes it's in the fridge, sometimes it's in the freezer, and it's, you know, you got to defrost it.
Yeah, yeah.
Cook it.
So I attempted to do that this weekend.
Okay.
I really enjoy chicken salad and tuna salad. It's like after my workout every day, go home, have a nice tuna sandwich or chicken salad sandwich. But, you know, both of them can get a little fatty if you don't do it right. And so I'm looking online for healthy chicken salad recipes. And I find one. And I go, all right, I'm going to do this. And I go to the store. And I get all the stuff. I get dill. I get parsley. I get red onions. I get celery.
Okay.
I get Dijon mustard. And I get a big old fat vat of plain Greek yogurt. Because this recipe...
Non-fat, low-fat, full-fat?
2%.
2% Greek yogurt.
This recipe called for Greek yogurt instead of mayo.
Hmm.
And I go, I had to get my head around it for a moment, and I went, okay, I'm going to try this. And I chopped all the stuff up, put it in, gave it a big, you know, the worst sound of all time, that.
It's a bad sound.
Around the bowl, you know?
Yeah.
Nope, we get it. We got it.
I just want to make sure everybody gets it.
Everybody's aware. We know the sound.
So I spiced it up, Megan. Yes, I put everything in it that I was supposed to. Followed the recipe to a T. A couple more stirs. Got out the bread. No, I started with a cracker. Got a cracker out. Put a little on a cracker. Put it in my mouth. Almost threw up. It's the worst thing I've ever had in my whole life.
I love Greek yogurt, but...
with honey and berries and granola. Yeah, it's fine.
That's going to be very tangy.
It was creamy. It was a creamy. I go, Hannah, come here. Try this.
Did you put too much in?
Maybe. But I followed the recipe. I did exactly. I go, is this 3/4 cup? She goes, yeah, it's about 3/4 cup. Threw it in. Tried it. I go, this is repugnant. This is repugnant. So I tried to even add some mayo to it.
Save it.
You can't take the Greek yogurt out. You know what I mean? Like, you can't. Once it's in and stirred, you can't replace it. So I just tried to add some mayo to it. I stirred it up, ate that, and I went, this tastes like ass. It was so bad. Benny, I had a vat of it. So we wasted a lot of food, and I wish we didn't, but I sat down at the table with this, and I made enough for the week, bro. I had a vat of this disgusting, creamy chicken salad. And I plowed through a lunch. I had like 6 crackers.
It's nothing worse than eating something you know is terrible.
It's disgusting.
Just to not waste food.
Oh. And I ended up getting rid of the rest of it. And I feel really terrible about it. And I'm going to make sure that I double donate to the food bank on Friday because I really felt like a piece of ass about it. I really did. I don't like doing that. I've turned into my dad where I'm like now finishing the kids' meals before I throw them away because they don't eat. And so I just realized like... if that means I got to go a little harder in the gym for 20 minutes in order to just eat the mayo, I'm just going to eat the mayo. Yeah, it's got to taste somewhat good. This tasted. I should have brought some in for you guys to try. It was that bad.
I
did not get scammed by this recipe. By the way, I just followed it. These are people that know what they're doing. It was disgusting. It was disgusting, and I don't recommend enough subbing Greek yogurt for stuff. Just eat Greek yogurt as Greek yogurt. Add some honey. Some berries and some granola. Now you're talking. That's your breakfast parfait. Healthy, delicious, good for you. Tastes fine. Don't put it in for mayo. I'm not smearing it on a burger. You know, somebody said make some salad dressing with it. That's pretty good. Okay, maybe I can see that. But
That's good. Sucks,
dude. It sucked.
I can use a little less mayo in my tuna or chicken salad.
Maybe you would like it.
I don't even like mayo, but you have to have it.
Yeah, what are you going to put in there?
Like, I mean, it's just
mustard?
Not, that's the... That's the ingredient that makes it taste
good. Damn it, man.
I can acknowledge that.
Even when I try to do something the healthy way, it doesn't work.
All right, you guys ready to roll here on a Monday? You warmed up?
Foreplay complete? I'm fired up.
All right, let's do it. We will come back, set the menu, talk about a busy sports weekend, and get the latest on the Padres rumors that came out Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and still no major moves by your San Diego Padres. When are they going to happen? Before or after the holidays? Because this is our final week of the year. This is our last Monday on the air. After this Friday, we will be gone until January, first Monday in January. So maybe this would be a good week, hopefully, for the Padres to do something. Otherwise, we're heading into 2026 with a lot of question marks. We'll talk about it coming up after our first check of traffic with Kelly Danik. Good morning to everybody. Ben Woods and Paul with you on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Setting the menu for a Monday here on Ben and Woods. Talk some Padres. This segment, rumors over the weekend. Everything seems to go back to our conversation about the New York Mets anytime anyone discusses the Padres this offseason. Also hearing some Michael King rumors over the weekend. Teams that are interested, and they are all now very far away from San Diego.
The first one I saw was these teams are interested, right? Usual suspects, the Orioles, the Yankees, the Red Sox, okay? East Coast guy. Makes sense. Then I saw Michael King has narrowed his list to Yankees, Red Sox, and Orioles. I don't know if that was just a different way to couch those teams being interested, or if I don't.
I mean, wouldn't any team be interested in him? And it's kind of maybe that's phrasing it for teams he may be interested in as well, but mutual interest?
I have an idea. I have a feeling that if the Padres made the proper offer, he would come back and pitch here.
I don't think he would hesitate if he got the proper offer from the Padres.
I couldn't agree more, but to come maybe back that's to San just Diego. Maybe that's just
and they were not one of those teams.
Correct.
But again, Very hard to read, AJ Preller. You don't hear much concrete about the San Diego Padres anymore in the offseason.
Well, it's interesting, too, because we had this conversation last week about Corey Seager and the Texas Rangers, and their GM, Chris Young, went on MLB radio, MLB Network Radio on Sirius XM and said, quote, "We are not shopping Corey Seager. I want to make that very clear." So, asked and answered. A lot of those rumors going around, Corey Seager being on the block potentially, but he's not on the block. They want to keep Corey Seager, as we said last week, that they definitely would want to keep Corey Seager. Skip Schumacher is going to be very happy penciling that guy into the three hole or the two hole for his beloved Texas Rangers.
Go through some of the other moves that were made over the weekend as well. I will say just now, a little breaking news. Jeff Passan tweeting that first baseman Josh Bell and the Minnesota Twins are in agreement on a one-year contract with a mutual option. 33-year-old Bell will play at first in DH for a Twins team. First big league signing of the winter. There's only, I think now, three teams left that haven't made any major league signings. And you'd think, oh, the Padres are one of them. Technically, I believe the bringing back Kyle Hart counts as a major league deal. So they are not on that list, but they're as close to being on the list as possible without actually being on the list of not signing any
Let's go
big league players this offseason.
Let's show them how it's done.
It's been a very quiet offseason. We'll talk Padres coming up. In our 7 o'clock hour, don't do this. We've got some great audio. Phillip Rivers was the story of the weekend, I thought, in sports.
Yeah.
I was wrapped. I watched the whole game. I even forwent red zone for a while just so I could see every single play to see how he would do. My expectations were low, and I have to say he exceeded them. And I was now, is he a superstar MVP candidate in the league? No, he can't throw the ball more than 15, 20 yards down the field with any authority whatsoever. But man, the courage that he showed to get out there on that field and give the Colts a very good chance to win, to put them in position, to give them a game, you know, go-ahead field goal in the final minute. The defense had a chance to make a stop for the win. They didn't get it, but Phillip Rivers gave his team a chance to win, and I thought it was a very compelling and inspiring story that he delivered over the weekend.
Yeah, man, Father Time, I guess, you know, Father Time, I guess, stays undefeated because they lost the game. But I gotta say, man, Phillip Rivers gave him a pretty good battle in the ring for four quarters.
That was a win, right, for Phillip Rivers. I know he'll say we lost and it stings and it's not a win unless you win. That was a win. He didn't get killed. He gave his team a chance to win. He threw a touchdown pass. I mean, the Seahawks didn't score a touchdown in that game. Phillip Rivers had a touchdown pass. That was about as good as he could have hoped that it would have gone.
Yeah, I think so. Again, the offense was pretty tailored around a guy that can't throw it more than 15 yards. And, you know, honestly, I think his best throw of the day was the one the receiver wasn't looking. And he had him. It was six. I mean, if the receiver is running, he's calling for the ball. I'm like, buddy, the ball's
doesn't
in the air.
Realize it's three right quarters of the way there. I'm open.
It's right on you.
I already did. Phillip Rivers. I saw that before you did.
He had his guy beat by 5-6 steps, and he's like, let's go, let's go. And then he's like, oh, there it is. And it hit the ground. I mean, you know, he missed some throws early, which is to be expected.
But I mean, the ball came out
slowly, funky,
wobbly. I mean, he does not have the same
zip.
He never had the most zip, and now he's got even less zip. But
I was gonna say, even his prime passes weren't always pretty.
The guy is an elite decision maker.
Elite, and can read a defense.
He can get up to the line of scrimmage.
That was
he
the looks audibles around. Is what stood
yeah,
out.
Oh, so yeah. Good.
Walk
yeah.
up.
So fun to
I mean,
watch.
And that's so hard in Seattle, one of the loudest stadiums in football, if not the loudest, against that team, one of the best defenses, if not the best defense. And he's going and, you know, tapping each lineman on the shoulder going, we're doing this, this, this. You ready to go?
Dude had 3 days.
I mean, it was very impressive in my mind. Very impressive. And you know, I would imagine they'll stick with him. He gives them the best chance to win going forward. They're up against it. The AFC is very tough right now with, you know, the wild card opportunities are drying up with the Chargers continuing to win. The Bills have gotten hot again. I mean, there's just too many good teams in the AFC, and I don't think Indy's going to have enough in the end to make the playoffs, but he gives them their best shot going forward.
Mm-hmm. It was fun to watch, man.
Yeah, we'll play some of his post-game audio and do
this.
Isn't
that kind of sad if that's truly the way it is? Like, 44-year-old Phillip Rivers gives them the best chance. There's no other backup anywhere. Like, there's nobody that's actually still currently playing the game and in more peak shape that they can go and get.
There's way more quarterbacks who can run better and throw better, but none of them can make the decisions that Phillip Rivers can. At age 44, they'll make three bad decisions.
Well, they're going to have to decide. I mean, they're trying to still make the playoffs. They're trying to still save this season. They're going to have to decide. The Colts are. Do we want the decision making or the athletic ability?
But that's also an indictment on football as it currently stands. That a 44-year-old is, you can't. Where are the guys that are able to do that? Right? Where are the guys that are able to? Again, you know, I watched Gardner Minshew coming yesterday. Like, he hasn't thrown a pass all season, and I'm like, that's a problem. Like, that's a problem. The development of quarterbacks is something that I know a lot of the talking heads were talking about. Like, man, you really had to get a 44-year-old that can read defenses now. That's the only guy you could find that could step in and read a complex defense.
I think you just can't simulate it in practice. Guys need playing time to get that experience against real defenses at real game speed. And the only...
That's the argument. Why are you going to get a guy that hasn't played in 5 years?
He's done it for 17 years.
Right.
He's read defenses and played against those guys.
And he knows that offense like the back of his hand.
You know,
right?
Riley Leonard has done it for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
basically.
That's what I think is the biggest key is that, yeah, he's been running the same offense with his high school.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
if it's a new coach, new system.
He couldn't go into any other team.
He's
and
not
do that.
Doing this.
The Colts were the only team he could have gone in and done that for.
Yeah.
The only team.
Correct.
I mean, literally, like, take the Chargers, for example. Like, Jim Harbaugh probably has a much different offense. I don't know, but I'm assuming.
At this point,
He couldn't just call Phillip Rivers and be like, hey, you want to come back? You got 3 days. Here's the playbook. Go.
I mean, Phillip Rivers said, I looked at the plays. I knew them all. I mean, there was a couple of like tweaks and a couple of names had changed, but I had to do very little
studying
to know everything. They ran St. Michael's Catholic, where he coaches. They run the Indianapolis Colts offense, the Shane Steichen offense. So he's been teaching it to his kids for the last few years.
Which is cool.
Which means he lives it every single day. It was very easy for him to adapt and step right in. But he could not have done that for any of the other 31 teams.
Him in there with less than 2 minutes to go and, you know, again, didn't throw any massive passes to get it done. But, you know, he made throws when he needed to make throws. They made plays and... You know, the guy comes in, boots that 60-yard field goal. You're like, this SOB really did it. Nah, I left too much time on the clock. They got a good return and kicked their field goal, and he threw a pick to end it.
Which, I was watching
you
the
know,
end.
That did feel familiar to a lot of Chargers fans.
I mean, that was desperation.
It did kind of feel like the new kickoff rules might have impacted Indy there.
Oh, absolutely. If you wanted to win that game, you needed to kick the ball with no time left or almost no time left, and they left... You know, whatever, almost a minute for Seattle to go down. Both teams have amazing kickers.
But I mean, if you're...
Who really decided the game.
I'm telling you, if you're Seattle, our friend Trang is a huge Seahawks fan, and she's tweeting through it yesterday going, okay, all right, we get it, enough. Like, stop taking it easy on this guy. We need to win this football game. Like, they didn't take it easy on Phillip Rivers, but like, it didn't end like I thought it would.
If you're some 23-year-old linebacker... Going up against a guy like that, somebody you watched growing up, you played video games with, and all that. Are you thinking, like, wow, that's Phillip Rivers on the other side? Or are you like, you're going down, old man?
No,
like, I don't know.
I mean, they hit him hard. He took a couple shots, for sure. The one play that was really summed up the day is when he dropped back, knees kind of gave out.
He just literally, just jelly legs.
Hit the turf and then had to get himself up and then ran and kind of half slid. I was like...
Nobody touched him, so he just kind of went down and he got up. He kind of like...
Looked around,
like, did anybody see that? I'm good. And then he tried to like run forward and it's just,
it was cool. It was a cool experience to watch. And yeah, it you know, found yourself going kind of... anticipating the game, going, all right, what's Father Time going to do today? And man,
I mean, it was probably the most fun I've had watching a football game, a pro football game this year.
Yeah,
it was enjoyable.
I missed the Patriots-Bills game, and that's the one that I should have been tuned into because that was apparently the game of the day. It was surprised me. So many Patriots fans were on social media, like all the big Patriots, like the Portnoys of the world, the Will Comptons, everyone tweeting. The dynasty is back. Nobody beats this team. Belt to ass, all this. And then, I mean, and it's like, you know, in the words of the great Winston Wolfe, I can't believe this is the same car. Well, let's not go blanking each other's blanks just yet. You know, it's not over. We didn't deliver the dead body yet.
Felt like 21-0 it might be, but yeah. No, give credit to the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen, you're looking for good quarterbacks. I mean, he's the one.
Yep.
He played himself back into the MVP, you know, race with that performance.
Are all of us who love, I love Joe Burrow, always have. I've always loved him. Is he okay?
No.
He's not okay.
No.
Is he quit? He looks like he's going to quit football.
He needs a new team. He needs something to change, I think. It was a tough season.
It was tough for him and tough for them. But seeing his presser after, and apparently he addressed the team. Nobody would say what he said. But he's like, Ja'Marr Chase came out. He had some audio that I thought was really telling. He goes, I think for the first time, I'm going to have to uplift him. He's done it for me so many times in my career. I've never had to do it for him. And now I think it's time that I start. I love Joey B. I really do. Bo loves the Bengals too, but like he doesn't, you know.
It's tough to miss essentially the entire season, then come back to a team that is out of it. Like he never had a chance this year. They were already out of it by the time he came back. And now, what are you playing for? Nothing.
Nothing.
It's tough. I think that's what he's finding really
tough.
It
feels like there's something in his personal life, man. I mean, it's like he looks as downtrodden. Because usually, Ben, in a situation like that, you know, maybe the quarterbacks of yesteryear. No, we're going to go out there. We're going to put our work in. We're going to grind. We're playing for next season. You know, there's none of that. He's just like, yeah, I'm just ready for this to be over. You're like, man. And I appreciate the honesty, certainly. I think it's refreshing, but I just hope that the guy's okay.
By the way, Thursday night, Seahawks-Rams in Seattle. One of the best Thursday night matchups we've ever seen. Winner has the best record in the NFC and has the game up in that division with two games to play. So that's a huge one coming up Thursday night here on 97.3 The Fan.
Our pal New York Mike says, Joey B might be able to turn around the Jets. Lots of draft picks for the Jets. And Mike, I don't know how to tell you this. I don't think Jesus Christ himself could turn around the Jets. I really don't. I think if you called him in, gave him the ball, I still don't know that they win more than six games in a season. I don't. As good as he is. As talented
Joe
as
Joe Burrow or Jesus Christ?
Jesus H. Christ himself could go out and turn around the Jets. And every year you see the Jet fans. Well, if we could just get so and so, I don't think it's ever going to happen, man.
They had a quarterback yesterday. I think his name was Brady Cook.
Brady Cook.
I had no idea who he was.
No, never heard of him.
Sounds like a quarterback. Like, oh yeah, Brady Cook. That sounds like a quarterback.
Great quarterback.
That's as the extent of my Brady Cook knowledge. Yeah, no, that sounds like it could be a quarterback in the NFL.
I feel for Jet fans. I do. One of my best friends is a Jet fan, and every week he's like, today's the day. I'm sorry, buddy.
Coming up at 8:30 this morning, we'll have our weekly conversation with Craig Elston, Padres Hot Tub Podcast, off-season baseball talk, and more. All guests on Bennett Woods appear on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Biggest fan, Randall Report in our 9 o'clock hour, but let's check Sue's traffic, and then we'll come back with the podcast. Padres rumors and the Mets, again, those two teams continue to be linked. Nothing's happened, but it's where there's smoke, maybe there's some fire. We'll talk about it next year on 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams.
at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Fan. I don't know about you, Woods, but I've never felt like such trendsetters before. Because every single Padres report now, ever since we talked about Francisco Lindor, the Mets, you know, potential rumors a couple of weeks ago, every single report that has come out has had to address something along those lines,
sure,
including what Dennis Lynn and Ken Rosenthal wrote in The Athletic this weekend about lots of trade talks going on between the Padres and the Mets, but they had to be very, very clear. They don't involve Fernando Tatis Jr., and they don't involve Francisco Lindor.
Yep.
But everybody else seemingly on the table, including Nick Pivetta, Mason Miller, Ramon Laureano's name was brought up, Adrian Morejon, Jeremiah Estrada's name was brought up. Nothing surprising. All names that I would assume the Mets would be very interested in if they were talking to the San Diego Padres. I think the question is, what would the Padres want back from the New York Mets? And for me, the answer is clear. Nolan McLean would be my top target.
It's not happening.
That's what the Mets say, that he's off the table. But if you want to talk about guys like Mason Miller...
You want 4 years of Mason Miller.
You have to talk about Nolan McLean if you're going to talk about guys like Mason Miller, in my mind.
Yeah, they're not going to. Why would you? Why, if you're the Mets, why would you? Young, cheap, controllable, potential superstar.
And Mason Miller.
And the Yankees
didn't
want to give
up Michael
King.
You're not going to even think about including Nolan McLean in a deal like that?
Yeah, they got Juan Soto back.
I know. We're talking about giving you Mason Miller, or, you know, the best closer in baseball.
After that, would you rather
have... I'm not giving up my ace for a potential ace and throwing in a demon all-star.
So that's too much for the Padres to give up.
Yes.
No, I agree 100%, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. So, but
for
then
a 2-for-1 on that? Yeah.
So
no
you
chance.
Say the Mets should be discussing
I know
that.
Pitching, I know like relief pitching in particular was a strength for the Padres, but Jason Adams hurt. Suarez is gone. And now we're talking about trading Nick Pivetta and or Mason Miller, our two best pitchers.
Right. And Morejon is in there. And I mean, look, what it sounds like is that they have young guys that they have young position players as well that they're maybe ready to move on from, and Vientos and Beatty and guys like that. And they want some of the more proven guys. We would be sending away more proven guys for a lot more unknowns, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
I agree. It's a risk. But the Mets have what the Padres need the most. And that is young, controllable starting pitching. Whether it's Nolan McLean, Jonah Tong, Brandon Sprout is a name that is also brought up. And I think that's the clear order. I think McLean is the top tier. He's their top prospect. He's the number one guy. He looks as close to a sure thing as you can get for a young pitcher. Jonah Tong, we saw him make his debut last year, only 22, which is very intriguing. He's the youngest of the three and already major league ready with some rough spots and you know, control. You know, you gotta dial it in, but who would you want dialing it in more than Ruben Niebla? Sprout is a little more of the unknown. I think he's also 24 or 25 at this point, but they're all in their top five in prospects in that system. And the Padres do need young, controllable starting pitching more than anything else, which makes sense that they're talking to the Mets right now.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Tong is an interesting one, certainly. dominated the minor leagues. I mean, dominated. 10-5 with a 1.43, 179 Ks across 113 innings. Picked up a victory against the Marlins. Went five innings, allowed four runs, one earned, struck out six, walked none. We faced him too last year, didn't we?
I believe so. Yeah.
I don't know that it went well for young Jonah Tong.
I don't think it did. I think we lit him up in the first inning and knocked him out, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. I mean, but he's got a young, good arm. I mean, absolutely good arm. But I don't know, man. Like, I'm not giving you Nick Pivetta for Jonah Tong. Certainly not. I'd like to
consider that. Like, straight up, one for the other. 1 year of control for Pivetta for five more years of Tong, at least. 5.5, 6 more years of Tong. I think you think about that for sure. That's the only reason Nick Pivetta is on the table now, is that you can get many years of pitching for 1 year of pitching. I'd talk about it. All right, we'll come back. We can continue the Padres rumor discussions. Michael King's name being floated around in free agent talks, but not with the San Diego Padres. That's all coming up. Hour number two of Ben and Woods next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, LoveLines.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.